Lung cancer, resembling allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis with an asthma-like presentation. Allergic bronchopulmonary aspergillosis is a lung disorder caused by hypersensitivity reaction to antigens of the Aspergillus species. Recently, allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis caused by fungi other than Aspergillus species but with the same symptoms has been described. Allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis commonly affects patients with allergic diseases, including bronchial asthma. ABPM, allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis, is characterized by radiographic appearance, with the most common findings being proximal bronchiectasis and signs of mucoid impaction. However, the differentiation of allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis is often necessary to enable accurate diagnosis of lung cancer. A 73-year-old man visited the outpatient clinic with the symptoms of exertional dyspnea. He was diagnosed with allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis due to suspicious bronchiectasis and mucoid impaction observed in computed tomography of his chest. After 3 months, he visited our hospital with continued exertional dyspnea and a suspicion of a possible tumor in his lung. Marked eosinophilia and a high attenuation mucus impaction were not taken into consideration as diagnosis was conducted at the per clinical diagnostic criteria for allergic bronchopulmonary aspergillus and mucosis. We hereby report a case of lung cancer in a patient initially evaluated for suspected allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis to the right lung. The diagnosis of lung cancer was established using bronchoscopy. If an indefinite diagnosis is not achieved by following the clinical diagnostic criteria for allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis, physicians should achieve a histological diagnosis by performing a prompt bronchoscopy. Introduction. Allergic bronchopulmonary aspergillosis is a disease characterized by asthma, eosinophilia, and pulmonary infiltrates caused by a hypersensitivity reaction to Aspergillus species. Recently, fungi other than Aspergillosis species have been reported to cause similar pathologies, altogether known as allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis. Allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis is characterized based on the presence of proximal bronchiectasis and signs of mucoid impaction, which can be detected radiographically. Allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis was diagnosed according to the clinical diagnostic criteria for allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis. The diagnosis of allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis is supported by the clinical examination and the radiological imaging. However, the patients with allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis are often misdiagnosed. Our patient was misdiagnosed with allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis due to radiographical imaging and asthma-like presentation. Finally, 4 months later, he was diagnosed with non-small cell carcinoma by bronchoscopy. Here, we describe a case of lung cancer mimicking allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis, we require the differentiation of allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis from lung cancer. If the definitive diagnosis was not obtained by the clinical diagnostic criteria for allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis, we must perform bronchoscopy for accurate diagnosis of lung cancer. Case presentation. Case presentation. A 73-year-old man who was a regular smoker with a history of consuming 79.5 packs of cigarettes per year consulted the clinic with a complaint of exertion dyspnea in September 2022. His history was insignificant, and he had no complaint of any allergic diseases in the past. In computed tomography of his chest, proximal bronchiectasis and mucoid impaction were suspected. Furthermore, emphysematous changes were detected. A diagnosis of pneumonia or allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis with bronchial asthma was made in the outpatient clinic. He was treated with antibiotics, an antitussive, and an expectorant. Despite these medications, his symptoms persisted. 3 months later, his symptoms worsened. Therefore, he was suspected of having allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis with bronchial asthma and was referred to our hospital in December 2022. He presented with persistent cough and shortness of breath. A wheeze can be confirmed in the right lung field. Laboratory findings revealed a normal white blood cell count of 6,200 with 1% of eosinophils. The bronchial inflammatory marker fractional exhaled nitric oxide were normal. Total serum immunoglobulin E level was also normal. Serological test results for aspergillosis specific IgE and antibody test against aspergillus were negative. Pulmonary function showed a forced aspiratory volume of 920 milliliters in 1 second. Predicted 35.7% and a ratio of forced aspiratory volume 1 second and forced vital capacity of 44.7%. These results indicated an obstructive disorder. The peripheral blood eosinophil count of the patient didn't elevate. However, the chest CT finding from 30 September 2022 and due to the presence of other symptoms such as persistent cough, wheeze, and obstructive disorder, he was suspected to be suffering from a combination of bronchial asthma and allergic bronchopulmonary aspergillosis. Furthermore, on the first visit, bronchoscopy was scheduled after 2 weeks because of the definitive diagnosis of allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis and the possibility of lung cancer. He was treated with a triple regime of inhaled corticosteroids, long-acting beta-2 agonist, a long-acting muscarinic antagonist delivered during a single inhaler triple therapy. However, his symptoms did not improve. Chest CT was performed upon referral as tumor, which was suspected mucoid impaction, was remarkably enlarged from 59 centimeters by 28 centimeters to 79 centimeters by 37 centimeters, and emphysematous changes were detected. PET with FDG revealed abnormal accumulation of FDG in the right lower tumor and the hilar mediastinal lymph nodes. Based on these results, he was suspected of having lung cancer. Bronchoscopy was performed for a confirmed diagnosis. Bronchoscopy examination revealed a pedunculated endobronchial tumor covered with a white surface obstructing the distal portion of the right bronchus intermedius. Pathologic examination of the tumor biopsy revealed poorly differentiated non-small cell carcinoma, suggesting squamous cell carcinoma. He was diagnosed with lung non-small cell carcinoma, which was negative for epidermal growth factor receptor mutation, anaplastic lymphoma kinase fusion, serous oncogene 1 fusion, the RAF murine sarcoma viral oncogene homolog B1 mutation, and rearrangement during transfection fusion. Programmed death ligand 1 expression with tumor proportion score of less than 1% was confirmed via immunochemotherapy with a 22C3 antibody. Because of poor respiratory function and advanced age, stage surgery was not recommended. He was currently undergoing treatment with chemotherapy, chemoradiation therapy. Discussion. Allergic bronchomyocardial mycosis is a disease caused by hypersensitivity to antigens of various fungi. Allergic bronchopulmonary mycosis usually develops in patients suffering from asthma. The diagnosis of allergic bronchopulmonary mycosis is based on a combination of radiological manifestations, clinical, biological, and diagnostic criteria. In 2021, Asano put forth their diagnostic criteria for the diagnosis of allergic bronchopulmonary mycosis. Clinical diagnostic criteria for allergic bronchopulmonary aspergillosis and mycosis include current or previous history of asthma or asthmatic symptoms. 1. History, asthma, asthmatic symptoms. 2. Peripheral blood eosinophilia, peripheral blood epithelium, eosinophilia. 3. Elevated total serum IgE levels, elevated total serum IgE levels. 4. Immediate cutaneous hypersensitivity, immediate cutaneous hypersensitivity or specific IgE for filamentous fungi, filamentous fungi. 5. Presence of precipitins or specific IgG for filamentous fungi. 6. Filamentous fungal growth in sputum cultures or bronchial lavage fluid. 7. Presence of fungal hyphae in bronchial mucus plugs. 8. Central bronchiectasis on CT. 9. Presence of mucus plugs in central bronchi based on CT or bronchoscopy or mucus plug expectoration history and attain high attenuation mucus in the bronchi or CT. Filamentous fungi in criteria 4 to 6 should be identical. 4 to 6 should be identical. Patients meet 6 or more of these criteria were said to be diagnosed with allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis. In this case, we observed that criteria 1, 7, 8 were positive. Accordingly, this case couldn't be diagnosed with allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis. High resolution computed tomography is a promising tool for investigating allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis of the chest was performed. However, the diagnosis of allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis purely by radiological method is difficult. In our case, central bronchiectasis and mucus plugs were suspected in chest CT. Hence, the diagnosis of allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis was made without the using of clinical criteria. In the diagnostic criteria described by Asino, central bronchiectasis and mucus impaction were included. Mucoid impaction and central bronchiectasis are the characteristic features of allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis. According to Cole, allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis is characterized by the tubular branching opacities forming a gloved finger appearance, which was visible in this case. Furthermore, bronchoscopy of the chest was performed to evaluate the lung opacity. The opacity was mistaken to be a mucoid impaction. The non-small cell carcinoma was diagnosed because of the transbronchial biopsy. Mucoid impaction is a filling of the dilated airways via mucoid secretions. The mucus plug in allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis is generally hypodense. High attenuation mucus is detected in 36 patients with allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis. Here, opacity was hypodense. However, hyperdense high attenuation mucus was not detected. According to the new clinical diagnostic criteria for allergic bronchopulmonary aspergillosis and mucosis, this case couldn't be diagnosed with allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis. Allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis is often difficult to distinguish from lung cancer and causes delayed diagnosis or misdiagnosis of lung cancer. Zhu have reported the clinical features and reasons for misdiagnosis of allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis in his retrospective study of 46 patients suffering from allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis. Only 2 patients were accurately diagnosed at the first visit, and the remaining 44 were misdiagnosed with asthma, bronchiectasis, pneumonia, pulmonary tuberculosis, and lung cancer. This paper described that allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis is characterized by recurrent episodes of wheezing, lung opacities, and bronchiectasis. Recurrent episodes of wheezing, lung opacities, and bronchiectasis, the main reasons for misdiagnosis in patients with allergic bronchopneumocystis are atypical symptoms, the early atypical imaging changes. Common symptoms of 46 patients with allergic bronchopneumocystis include wheezing. Common symptoms of 46 patients with allergic bronchopneumocystis included wheeze is the most common. 35 cases had obstructive ventilation dysfunction. 76%, 35 cases obstructive ventilation dysfunction. In chest CT, 28 cases showed bronchiectasis. Bronchiectasis, 28, and 8 cases manifested mucus plugs. 8 cases, that is 17%, have mucus plugs. Bronchiectasis is the most common. 60% in chest CT. Mucus less common, only 17%. And among them, 4 cases were with high attenuation. Of the 8 cases of mucus plugs, 4 cases were with high attenuation. Arsenal's criteria included current or previous history of asthma and asthmatic symptoms. This case was misdiagnosed because of symptoms of wheezing, obstructive ventilation dysfunction, and chest imaging. The symptoms of wheezing and lung function test indicated obstructive disorder. Forced expiratory nitroid oxide was normal, and the patient was a known heavy smoker. Furthermore, the bronchoscopy revealed narrowing of the truncus intermedius by mass. These results indicate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and not bronchial asthma. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, but not bronchial asthma. PET CT scan with FDG revealed abnormal accumulation of FDG in the entire right lower tumor. Furthermore, the tumor in the right lower lobe, which was suspected mucoid impaction in September 2022, was remarkably enlarged for only 3 months. These results were atypical for allergic bronchopneumocystis, and lung cancer was suspected. Finally, the diagnosis was confirmed using bronchoscopy. Bronchoscopy is useful to evaluate the diagnostic procedure. For patients with suspected allergic bronchopneumocystis, bronchoscopy is useful. Based on the symptoms and further tests, the patient was diagnosed with lung cancer. Bronchoscopic examination revealed a tumor and obstruction in the distal portion of the right bronchus intermedius. Pathologically, the tumor was diagnosed as poorly differentiated squamous cell carcinoma and showed intrabronchial branching growth, into the peripheral sites of the right lower lobe. The bronchus was impacted by the squamous cell carcinoma. Meanwhile, the tumor in his right lung had grown. he was not fit for surgery and now is undergoing chemotherapy. A diagnosis of allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis was made because of the wheezing and imaging results, but it has also been misdiagnosed to overlapping symptoms with asthma. Bronchoscopy leads to a more accurate diagnosis of lung cancer. Therefore, it is advisable that the physician should perform a histological diagnosis by bronchoscopy as soon as possible in such cases. Conclusion: It is of importance. A proper diagnostic criteria. The proper diagnostic criteria for allergic bronchopulmonary mucosis and lung cancer is important because overlapping symptoms can lead to wrong diagnosis and adverse affect the patient's prognosis. Bronchoscopy leads to a more accurate diagnosis of lung cancer. There are several instances where ABPM has been misdiagnosed due to overlapping symptoms with asthma, pulmonary tuberculosis, and lung cancer, etc.